कृष्णा।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा।
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद।
जय गौर भक्तवृंद।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा।
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद।
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा।
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा।
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद।
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的且天年经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 中篇逍遥的第二十章。主须拆单念马哈法布教导萨南坦戈斯瓦米有关绝对真理的科学。
So we're speaking from Sri Dhammayapur.
我们现在是在 Sri Dhammayapur, 马哈布圣地给大家直播。
Today it's Ekadashi.
今天是 Ekadashi.
So it's a very auspicious day for hearing and chanting.
这是非常吉祥的一天，大家可以增加聆听和唱诵。
And we're very happy to share with you the fact that the Chinese devotees here in Mayapur are very, very absorbed in hearing and chanting every day.
那我们现在也很高兴地和大家分享在这里中国奉献者的消息。每天他们都深深地沉浸在聆听和唱诵之中。
Many of them are participating in the ISKCON Leadership Sangha.
那好多中国的奉献者也参加了这个ISKCON 的领导者联谊会。
And there are many interesting courses. Krishna Premi can speak about some of the courses that they are following.
那么在这个联谊会呢，简称是 ILS， 是两年一次的。然后有很多非常有意思的话题，也是大家都在关注的话题。这个 ILS 的这个目的就是说怎么样去提高我们 ISKCON 的这种领导力，然后呢带领这个 ISKCON 走向一个光明的未来，这个是一个大的主题。然后里面大概有40多个主题，然后是循环的。然后有这个比如说关爱奉献者，然后还有关于这个Prasada 的对奉献者来说的这个重要性啊，然后还有一些 Guru 们 Sanyasi Guru 们他们也有讲课，从不同的这个角度来分析在那个 ISKCON 的领导者应当具备的一些素质，然后也分析了现在 ISKCON 的现状以及存在的一些问题。
Yes.So, many of the courses that are given are actually dealing with the future of the Vaishnava community.
那么这当中的很多的这个话题呢，它这个关注的焦点就是 Vaishnava 的这个社团的未来。
Because as we know, many of the senior devotees of the Krishna Consciousness Movement are getting quite old now.
因为现在在我们的 Krishna 知觉运动中的这些奉献者们，就是指的第一代的这个奉献者，现在年纪已经比较大了。
And it's important to look into the future how the devotees will take up the responsibilities to spread Krishna consciousness.
所以我们现在呢，需要把我们的眼光放到未来，看看就是下一代的这个奉献者怎么样。能够把这个传教的这个使命能够传继续的去发展这个主角运动。
We should never think that someone else will do it.
那我们也不要认为这是别人的事情。
I'm just a simple devotee, I don't know anything.
我只是一个小奉献者，我什么也不懂。
Now everybody has to take up this responsibility on behalf of Srila Prabhupada.
其实每一个人都应当要代表Srila Prabhupada 来负起自己的责任。
And therefore we have to be very absorbed in our daily practices.
所以说呢，我们也应当要投入到我们每天的灵修生活中。
And we also have to acquire enough knowledge so we can be grounded in the philosophy, but also able to present it to the public.
然后呢，我们也要学习足够的这个知识，不仅仅让自己的哲学是非常的根深蒂固的，而且也要有这种能力。
So, for example, there are different teachings that Lord Chaitanya gave to different people.
比如说呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他把不同的这个教导带给了不同的人。
And we also understand that certain books, certain body of knowledge are helpful for our own spiritual progress.
我们也知道有一些知识，有一些书籍是对我们自己的灵性的成长非常有益的。For
example, Nectar of Devotion is most essential for the practicing devotees.
比如说，奉爱的甘露，这个是对于那些灵修的奉献者来说是至关重要的。Or
the Nectar of Instruction, also it's very good for the practicing devotees.
那教会的甘露也是这样的，对于那些 在修习的这个奉献者来说，是非常的重要的。And
there are also different literatures which were written by the Goswamis of Vrindavan, which are helpful for devotees who are deeply absorbed in the practice of Krishna consciousness.
还有 Vrindavan 的 Goswami 们，他们所写的这些文献，也可以帮助奉献者。
Now, for the public, we know the main book is Bhagavad Gita.
那对于大众而言，我们知道我们的这个最主打的这个书就是《博伽梵歌》。Or
Sri Upanishad.
或者是至尊奥义书。
Srila Prabhupada wanted all the books to be available to the public.
那值得深思的就是，Prabhupada
wanted to distribute, for example, the Krishna book.
比如说，他也希望我们去派发 Krishna book, 就是 Krishna 快乐的泉源。
And from the very early days, devotees were distributing the nectar of devotion to the public.
而且从一开始，奉献者也开始向公众派发《奉爱的甘露》这部书。And
also the Srimad Bhagavatam.
还有圣严伯伽瓦坛。And
Srila Prabhupada also said to the devotees, you can distribute the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
甚至Srila Prabhupada对奉献者说，你们还可以去派发 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 用他的契丹念经。And
these are very, very high topics.
这些书里面所探讨的，所谈论的都是非常高深的话题。
So you may ask, what will people understand?
那你可能就会认为这么深奥的话题，普通人怎么能够理解得了呢？
Why should people have access to these books?
为什么普通人也应当有机会看到这些书呢？
But we have to understand the intention of Lord Chaitanya and the intention of the Acharyas.
但是呢，我们要对Chaitanya Mahaprabhu还有Acharya们的这个意图有一个深刻的认识。And
also we should not underestimate the potency of each conditioned soul.
而且我们也不要低估了每一个受条件限制的灵魂的理解力。Both
in China and in many other countries, we've had example of people who received the books sometime in their lives.
不管是在中国还是在世界其他的地方，我们都有这样的一些先例。有一些人，他们这辈子在某一个时间点看到了书。
And even though they may seemingly not be prepared to understand the philosophy,
好像在那个时候他们还没有准备好来接受这个哲学。
Yet, somehow or other, those books manage to, awaken something in their hearts.
但是呢这些书就是唤醒了他们心中的某一种东西。
Because the most important thing to remember is that Krishna is within the heart of all living entities.
我们要记住的一个要点就是说 Krishna 是在每一个生物体的心中。
Knows when the conditioned soul is ready to hear and ready to understand.
所以呢在心中的至尊主就是知道生物体在已经可以去聆听了已经做好了这种聆听的准备和理解的准备。
And even if initially one may not understand all the details and the philosophical intricacies of the scriptures, by reading one becomes purified.
就算是一开始一个人还不能真正的理解到这个哲学的这种深妙之处，也还没有理解，无法理解这些细节。但是这个对每一个受条件的生物体来说都是非常有益的。
We also have to remember that in the Vedic time, Vedic civilization, not everyone had access to knowledge.
我们还要知道在就是伟大的文明的时代并不是每一个人都有机会接触到知识的。
Only people who were born in Brahmin families were allowed to read and to hear about transcendental knowledge.
只有出生在婆罗门家庭的人，他们才有机会去聆听，和阅读这些超然的知识。
Whereas today, transcendental knowledge is made available practically to anyone without any discrimination.
而今天超然的知识已经不做任何分别的，能够让所有的人都有机会接触到。
For example, the Srimad Bhagavatam is described as a literature which is only for Paramahansas.
比如说圣严波伽瓦塔呢，它被描述为只是为 Paramahansa， 也就是至尊天和准备的文献。
Paramahansa is the highest stage of Krishna consciousness.
一个最高的境界。
So why do we read Srimad Bhagavatam？
那么既然如此，我们为什么还要都去阅读圣严波伽瓦塔呢？
We're not Paramahamsa.
我们不是 Paramahamsa 至尊天。
We are far from being Paramahamsa.
我们离得很远，离这个 Paramahansa 的境界。
But by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, as it is mentioned in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, and by hearing submissively and practicing Bhakti Yoga, we have the potential to reach the level of Paramahansa.
它就像是在圣严波伽瓦塔一开始中所说到的，通过经常性的去阅读圣典博的加瓦坛，并且带着一种非常谦卑的顺从的一种心态，而且在辅之以就是非常有规律的灵修生活，我们就有这种能力去理解圣典博加瓦坛的要义。
And in the bhasams of Lord Chaitanya, we see that Lord Chaitanya was engaged in hearingabout intimate pastimes of Krishna only with a handful of devotees, but with all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya would hear the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly.
那么从这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的这个逍遥时光里面，我们也可以看到，当谈到这个 Krishna 的逍遥时光中的一些比较机密的体旨的时候， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只是跟非常少的几个同游在一起私下来进行讨论的，但是呢，当他和公众在一起的时候，他所谈以及所讲的就是圣典波伽瓦坛，是曼巴格坦。
So the distribution of transcendental knowledge is very important.
所以去派发这个超人的知识是极其重要的。
And we should try to always put ourselves in a situation where we have an opportunity to give books to other people.
所以呢，我们就要经常的去让自己处于这样的一种环境当中，就是随时可以向别人去派发超然的书籍，去派书。
And we should never think that these books are too elevated for people that will not understand.
而且永远不要认为这些书对于普通人来说太高深了，他们永远不会理解的。
We took up the process. We took the books. We understood them.
我们开始了 Krishna 知觉程序的修习，我们接受了这些书籍去学习这些书籍。
And we are not smarter than everyone else.
我们也不见得比别人要聪明。
So there are different elements that actually bring people to Krishna consciousness.
所以其实是有很多综合的这个因素把一个人带入到 Krishna 知觉中的。
To have access to the knowledge is one thing.
去能够有幸接触到知识是一方面。
Because one becomes inquisitive.
因为在这种情况下，一个人他会产生一个对知识的好奇心。
People may ask very basic questions.
人们可能会问一些非常基础的问题。
Like Prabhupada used to say in the Krishna book, who is this beautiful girl standing next to Krishna?
比如说是了 Prabhupada 他有的时候会说站在 Krishna 身边的那个美丽的姑娘是谁。
Or like Sanatan Goswami initially asked Lord Chaitanya, why am I suffering?
还有就比如说 Sanatan Goswami 在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前第一个问的问题就是为什么我会受苦。
So from this question, why am I suffering, all the way to finding out who is this beautiful girl from Krishna, you have the entire knowledge of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，从这个最基本的起始的这个问题，为什么我会痛苦，一直到最终的 Krishna 身边的这个美丽的姑娘是谁，在这两点之间其实就是有关于 Krishna 知觉的完整的知识。
So association with devotees also is a very great incentive to make progress.
和奉献者的联谊也是每一个人得到进步的一个非常重要的动力。
We can see here during the ILS, so many devotees mingle, even big spiritual masters and sannyasis are walking around freely and giving their times to the devotees.
就好像比如说我们现在看到的这个为期一星期的 ILS, 这个领导层联谊会上面。那么就是很多sannyasi guru 们非常著名的那些 guru 们，他们也是和普通的这些奉献者们在一起啊，他们到处的走动，自由自在的，然后到处都走着各种各样的奉献者。
When Nrisimha Maharaj is announcing he's going to give class, instantly 40 Chinese devotees are signing up.
当 Nrisimha Maharaj 说他要讲课的时候，很快的在这个网上就有很短的时间就40个奉献者报名参加。
So association is very precious.
所以联谊是非常的珍贵的。
And other aspects such as chanting the holy name and taking prasadam.
另外的一些方面呢，就包括这个唱诵圣名，还有荣耀普沙的。
So all these different aspects of devotional service will help one to make spiritual progress.
所以发愿服务的所有的这些方方面面都可以帮助一个人得到进步。
And when we meditate on the fact that we have access to the process of devotional service, we realize how merciful is the guru.
当我们去深思我们为什么有这样的幸运能够接触到奉爱服务的时候，我们就会自然地联想到这是来自于guru的仁慈。
Not just merciful, but magnanimous.
不仅仅是仁慈，而且是非常的慷慨。
Someone who is magnanimous is someone who freely gives everything.
啊，慷慨的，恢宏大量，宽宏大量的，这个是指的是一个人他不加分别的自由的给予。
But not in terms of material prosperity, but in terms of spiritual opulence.
我们说的不是这个世俗意义上的，就是物质的这些财富，我们指的是灵性上的富裕。
And it's very easy to realize this, especially here in the Holy Dham, and reflect on how magnanimous Srila Prabhupada was to freely give all the devotees so much opulence of Krishna consciousness.
特别是在这个地方，在圣地就更加容易深深地体会到 Srila Prabhupada 当初是多么的慷慨。他把这个灵性知识的这种富裕颁发给了所有的人，不加任何分别的。
And the more we hear, the more we want to know.
然后我们聆听的越多，我们就越渴望了解更多的知识。
So in this section of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya is revealing to us every possible detail about the personality of Krishna.
那么就是在这一章当中，也就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatana Goswami 的教导之中，我们就看到了有关至尊人格守神的方方面面，每一个细节。
Lord Chaitanya wants the conditioned souls to know who Krishna is.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 希望受条件限制的灵魂了解 Krishna 是谁。
Why is it so important?
为什么这一点是那么的重要呢？
Because we have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
因为我们和 Krishna 之间有着一种永恒的关系。
We may not be fully conscious of that relationship, but we know we cannot live without it.
对于这样的一种永恒的关系，我们还可以，我们可能还没有完全的领悟到，但是我们知道，这对我们来说是必不可少的。
And as long as we don't know about this relationship, we are going to take one breath after another looking for it.
只要是我们还没有真正的理解到这种永恒的关系，我们就会不可避免的一而再、再而三的投身在这个物质世界。
So as Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar Devotion, the very first step of Krishna consciousness is to associate with the devotees.
那正像 Rupa Goswami 在泛爱的这个甘露里面所说到的，在 Krishna 知觉中走出的第一步就是和奉献者联谊。
And then to take initiation from a spiritual master.
然后就是从这个灵性导师那里得到启迪。
And inquire from such a spiritual master about the absolute truth.
然后呢，就是就这个绝对的这个真理，向灵性导师求以疑难。
So from that point on, the knowledge is gradually revealed.
就是从那一点开始，这个知识就慢慢的得到了展示。
And the conditioned souls ultimately become free from the shackles of material what? Bondage.
然后呢，慢慢的，这个最终就是受条件限制的灵魂，就是可以从物质束缚的枷锁当中摆脱出来。
And reestablish in its original constitution as an eternal servant of Krishna.
重新的回归他的一个永恒的作为至尊主永恒辅人的这样的一个地位。
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarakabunoi Shravanadi Sudachite Karaye Udoi. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem means that everyone is eternally a servant of Krishna.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem 指的就是每一个人呢的这个本性都是Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
But this position has been forgotten.
但是我们忘记了我们的这个天然的地位。
Shravanadi Sudachite, but through the process of hearing and chanting, that relationship can be revived.
但是呢，如果是通过聆听和唱诵的这样的一种程序的话，那样的一种地位就会复苏。
So, Prabhupada used to give the analogy of a great personality.
那 Srila Prabhupada 以前经常举一个非常伟大的人物的例子。
And this great personality has a very important position of power.
这个伟大的人物他具有很大的权力。
And control.
他有这种掌控力。
And influence.
也有这种影响力。
These are some of the aspects of someone who is in a very important position.
那一个人他如果处在非常重要的地位的时候呢，自然而然的就有这方面随之而来的这种影响力啊。
So people will hear about this person in so many different ways.
那人们呢，对这样的一个人呢，可以了解他的各个方面。
People's life may even be influenced by this person.
那一般呢，很多人的这个生活也会受到这样的一个伟大的人物的影响。
But very, very few people will know about this person in the person's private life.
但是至于这样的一个人的个人的私人的这个生活，私密的这个生活，就是只有很少人知道。
And it's the same with us, for example, when we are sitting at home with our family.
这个也是一样的，就比如说我们在家里面和我们的家人在一起。
And when we see our friends outside of the house.
当我们的家在外面去看到我们的朋友的时候。
Or when we are working with workmates.
或者我们和同事在一起。
So people only know only some part of our life, but they don't know everything about our life.
那就是外面的人呢，他们可以了解到我们的某一方面的生活，但是他们不可能了解我们生活中的所有的内容。
People may see us wearing a nice expensive suit at the office, but they don't know the color of our pajamas.
在别人可能可以看到我们在就是办公室里穿着非常昂贵的这个西服，带着这个领带，但是他们肯定是不知道我们睡衣的颜色是什么。
And they may not know what we eat for breakfast.
他们也不知道我们早餐吃的是什么。
They don't know what we do on the weekend.
他们也不知道我们周末去做什么了。
So Lord Chaitanya is presenting to Sanatana Goswami the opulence of Krishna's personality.
那么主持他念马哈帕布就是在向萨那坦戈斯瓦米去展示 Krishna 他的个人的富裕。
So that we get to know, we may not be able to understand yet, but at least we get to know all the different aspects of Krishna's personality.
这样呢，我们至少就有一个机会去了解 Krishna 作为人格性的守神各个他的各个方面。
So,
某一些方面 some aspects or
all aspects
就是了解他的就是比较全面的了解有关于这个人格守神 Krishna 的方面
So in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabjate.The learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
就是指这一段话的意思，就是说博学了解绝对真理的博学的超然主义者将这种非双重性的物质称为梵。超灵和国家范。
So here it is said, learned transcendentalists.
那在这里就说到了博学的超然主义者。
It's not just people who have a lot of knowledge.
这个呢，并不是说只是说那些非常有学问的人。
Having knowledge is not good enough. One must have realized knowledge.
就是仅仅有渊博的学识还是不够的。必须要对这些知识有所觉悟。
So here it says, learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth. If you don't know the absolute truth, you can't describe it.
那这里就是说是了解绝对真理的博学的超然主义者。如果你不知悉这些知识的话，你更不可能去描述它。
We cannot give what we don't have.
我们没有的东西也没有办法给出去。
So these transcendentalists, and there are many of them, they know the absolute truth, and they have come with a conclusion based on their realizations.
那么就是说这些超然主义者，那这些超然主义者是有很多的，他们了解这些绝对的真理。那么他们就是不仅是有所了解，而且他们也已经得出了基于他们的觉悟的结论。
And this realization is that the personality of the absolute truth is divided into three different energies.
那这个他们的觉悟就是说，绝对真理它可以分为三大能量。
One is Brahman, which is the all-pervading spiritual energy that pervades all throughout the spiritual sky.
那这个第一个就是 Brahman, 就是梵，那指的就是说遍及到灵性世界的每一个角落的那种灵性的能量。
This is the energy which is mostly spoken about in Tao Te Ching.
所以在道德经里面其实讲到的就是讲到了这种梵的层面了。
This is the ultimate realization that we have in Taoism.
这个是道家其实说到的这个最高的这个境界，其实就是一种梵觉，对梵的一种。
And in some ways also in Buddhism.
在佛教里面也有涉及。
But those learned transcendentalists explain that there's not just this spreading of this spiritual energy, there is also localized energy.
那么这些超然的博学，这些博学的超然主义者呢，他们不仅就是觉悟到了这种无所不在的，遍及万有的这样的一种灵性的能量，而且他们还觉悟到了这个区域化的这个灵性的能量。
And this is called Param Atma.
这个叫做 Param Atma.
So Param means supreme, Atma means soul.
Param 的意思就是至尊，然后 Atma 的意思就是灵魂。
So we are also spiritual soul.
所以它是至尊的灵魂。那我们也是灵魂。
But as a spirit soul, we only know ourselves.
但是作为这种灵性的个体，就是灵魂，我们只对自己有所知悉。
Whereas the Paramatma knows all the souls.
Paramatma 至尊灵魂，或者说是这个超灵，它是了解所有的灵魂的。
Not just in the heart of the human beings, but within every single living entities, not just in this material universe.But in every single universe is in the material creation.
而且是不仅仅是对人类有所知悉，是所有的生物的种族，不仅所有的生物种族，而且就遍及到了这个宇宙的所有的星球。
So it's actually quite inconceivable that one single person can be at the same time within the heart of every single.Living entities throughout all the universes, throughout the entire creation.
在整个的宇宙之中，在所有的创造之中，在所有的生物体的这个心中，那同一个人他能够同时的出现在所有的这些地方去知悉他们，这个是不可思议的。
But this is the position that Krishna takes to situate himself within the heart of everyone.
而 Krishna 呢，他就扮演了这样的一个角色，他进入到每一个人的心中，和他在一起。
So there is
每一个生物。
There is the impersonal presence of Krishna, and then there is also the localized presence of Krishna.
所以呢，一方面 Krishna 他有这个 非人格性的这个展示，然后非人格的这些能量的展示，然后它又有它的这个局域化的这种出现，也就是说它进入到每一个生物体的心中，伴随着它。
Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that the position of Paramatma, or Super Soul within the heart, is very clear.
就是佛家梵歌当中就是说到了这个超灵 Paramatma 的这个出现展示是非常的清晰的。
Krishna is guiding the wanderings of the living entities.
就是 Krishna 他在指导着那些漂泊的生物体。
How does he do that?
那他怎么样做到的这一点呢？
He acts in two ways.
他是以两种方式来行事的。
As a witness.
第一个就是说他是这个见证者。
And as a permitter.
然后是准许者。
In other words, Paramatma with Krishna within the heart is watching everything that we do.
也就是说我们心中的这个 Paramatma 就是至尊灵魂超灵，它其实是见证了我们所做的一切的。
And he is not a passive observer.
而且他并不是只是一个被动的旁观者。
That's a big difference between being a passive observer and a witness.
一个被动的观察者、旁观者和这个见证者之间是有区别的。
For example, if you stand in a street corner and you see an accident, you can say, I don't know, I was just looking at my phone.
比如说你在这个街上的一个街角，然后你看到了一场车祸的发生，那别人问你的时候，你可能就会说，我不知道啊，怎么回事，我只是在看我的手机。
Or you can be a witness and say, I saw everything that happened.
但是你也可以成为是一个见证者，就好比是一个目击证人，你可以说，就是整个事件的发生的这个过程我都看到了。
So Krishna within our heart is very observant.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 在我们的这个心中，他也是观察着我们的一点一滴。
And he takes notes of everything we do, everything we say, everything we think.
就是的，我们的所思所想，我们所说的话，我们的每一个举动，其实他都已经记录下来了。
And then he allowed us to do what we want.
然后呢，他也允许我们按照自己的意愿去行事。
If we want to degrade ourselves, Paramatma will go with us.
那如果我们自甘堕落的话，这个 Paramatma, 超灵他也会伴随着我们。
If we want to elevate ourselves, Paramatma will go with us.
那我们想要得到提升进步呢， Paramatma 超灵也会伴随我们。
No matter what we want to do in this material world,The Paramatma will stay with us. He will witness, which means he will take notes of everything. And he will allow us to do what we want.
所以在这个物质世界，我们无论在哪里，无论想做什么，哪怕是想要堕落，这个就是这个超灵呢，它也是一直作为一个见证者，在观察着我们的每一点每一点。然后他都给记录下来了，但是与此同时他也是允许我们按照自己的意志行事。
And the Paramatma satisfies all the desires of the living entities.
Paramatma 超灵他是满足的所有的生物体的愿望。
But those desires may not lead to a good result.
但是呢，这些愿望呢不一定可以是生物体导向一个非常好的结果。
So one may say, well, that's very unfair.
那有的人可能会说，这个实在太不公平了。
How can Krishna watch me suffer?
Krishna 怎么就能够眼睁睁地看着我受苦呢？
It's like a doctor who gives a prescription, but he cannot do much more than watch the patient suffer.
就好像这个医生呢，他是给这个病人开了方子，但是呢，他也只能看着这个病人在受苦，却无能为力。
Ultimately, for a patient to get better, it takes a lot of effort on the patient to get better, not just the doctor.
所以说呢，要让这个病人从病痛之中摆脱出来的话，那不仅仅是这个医生这一方，他所付出的这个努力了，更重要的还是在于这个病人，这个病人还得要做一些事情，才能够让自己的慢慢的恢复过来。
So we will see in the coming verses of this chapter that actually Krishna makes a huge effort to wake up the conditioned souls.
那么在这一章的后面的这个诗节里面，我们就可以看到这样的这些描述。就是说其实 Krishna 为了唤醒受条件限制的沉睡的灵魂，其实是付出了很大的努力的。
For example, he sends the guru.
比如说他会派来这些 guru 们，灵性导师们。
He sends the devotees.
他派出了奉献者。
He manifests himself in many different ways.
他以各种各样不同的方式来展示他自己。
He reveals transcendental knowledge.
他就是展示了超然的知识，揭示了超然的知识。
So that the conditioned soul is faced with the decision making.
这个时候呢，受条件限制的灵魂呢，他就要面临一个选择的问题。
And based on the sincerity of the conditioned soul, Krishna will help in one way or another.
就是他要决定自己的命运。那么基于这个受条件限制的灵魂的真诚的这个程度呢， Krishna 就会相应的做出安排。
Like sometime I am very amazed to see how so many very intelligent, educated people follow the craziest gurus and so-called spiritual leaders.
就比如说我有的时候看到一些受过非常好的教育的一些人，但是他们却去追随那这些世界上面最疯狂的一些所谓的孤独灵性导师，或者说是灵性方，就灵修方面的这种领导者。
And I'm thinking, why do you follow this person? This person is not qualified.
然后我有的时候也就是觉得非常的困惑，你们为什么会去追随这样的一个人呢？这个人他名不符实，他不是，他并没有这个资格。
But then I think the reason why you follow such a person is because you're not ready to accept Krishna consciousness.
然后后来就想，你之所以会去跟随这样的一个人，是因为你还没有对Krishna知觉做好准备。
So Krishna consciousness really is not about being very intelligent or very intellectually inclined. It's about the heart ready to accept.
所以 Krishna 知觉和你聪不聪明，有没有这种智慧，或者说有没有这种知识分子的这种倾向是没有关系的。这是关键，还是说一个人他的内心是否是净化的。
So, in the chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, Paramatma is described as being a witness and a permitter, but then in the other chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, Krishna says, for those who are devoted to me, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
那么在第十三章中呢，就是《佛家梵歌》中 Krishna 他说这个Krishna 他以超灵的形象，就是以一个准许者和见证者和在每一个生物体的这个心中。然后到了第十章的时候呢， Krishna 又说呢就是说Krishna 他I have a blank 他 Krishna 赐予这个以知识的明灯起亮每一个生物体的，起亮他的心中，使他们能够来到 Krishna 的这个跟前。
So as long as we turn our back on Krishna, Krishna allows us to do what we want, but we are responsible for the consequences.
所以说呢，就是我们有一个愿望的 Krishna， 他会允许我们去做，但是我们要对这个结果负责。
Now when we turn to Krishna, then he pays personal attention.
但是当我们去转向 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 他就会就是给我们以这个个人的关注。
Then he takes personal care.
然后呢，他就是会亲自的来照顾我们。
Then he gets personally involved.
而且他会亲自的参与。
Oh, you want to be with me? No problem. I'll send you the guru.
你想跟我在一起啊？没问题。那我会把一个 guru 灵性导师派给你。
That's why the guru is described as the external expansion of the Paramatma.
这就是为什么说 guru 他被描述为是这个超灵 Paramatma 的一个外在的展示。
And then, through the spiritual master, we get to know Krishna personally.
然后呢，通过这个灵性导师的话，我们就可以了解 Krishna.
And through the practice of devotional service and through transcendental knowledge, we get to know Krishna personally.
通过 Krishna 知觉的修习，通过超然的这个知识，我们就可以了解 Krishna 个人。
So that personal concept is the third aspect, which is called Bhagavan.
那对 Krishna 的，那么 Krishna 的这个人格性的这一方面呢，就是 Krishna 的第三个展示，这个就是 Bhagavan， 就是我们说的这个薄伽梵。
Bhagavan means the supreme personality of Godhead who has all opulences.
这个就是拥有所有的。富裕的至尊人格守身，人格性的守身。
And those opulences are?
这些富裕是什么呢
？Wealth，
财富。
Beauty，
美丽。
Strength，
力量。
Renunciation，
气绝。Knowledge，
and fame，
还有名声。
Six opulences。
这个就是六项富裕。就是称为薄伽梵。
Prabhupada explains that we may have a little bit of each one of them or just one of them.
那我们释迦牟尼佛呢？他说我们可能就是在每一项的富裕，我们都有一些微小的拥有。
But no one has all of them in full.
就是每个人都会有一点，但是没有一个人说。可以拥有所有的这些富裕。
Prabhupada said, if you meet someone who has all of these opulences in full, you've just met Krishna.
那释迦牟尼佛他说，如果你遇到一个人，他拥有所有的这六项富裕，而且是充分的拥有、完整的拥有的话，那么这个人就是 Krishna 了。
And when we talk about the Supreme Lord having those six opulences, we go right.To the original person of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
那当我们去谈到这个拥有六项富裕的至尊主的时候，其实我们就是在谈的，就追溯上去，就是可以找到的是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的 Krishna.
This is known as Svayam Rupa.
这个就被称为 Svayam Rupa.
This is the original form of Krishna.
这个指的是主 Krishna 的最原初原本的形象。
And this original form of Krishna is the form of a coward boy in Vrindavan taking care of the cows.
那这个呢，就是 Krishna 主的这个最原本的这个形象，最原始的这个形象。就是在 Vrindavan 的一个小牧牛童，他天天照看着小牛犊奶牛。
And from that original form, all the other form expand.
然后呢，就是所有其他的 Krishna 的这个形体，就是从这个最原初的形体扩展而来的。
Now when we read the Srimad Bhagavatam.When we read the Krishna book or the 10th canto, we begin to realize how, in the most mystical way, everything can expand from that little coward boy.
所以当我们读了圣典薄伽瓦坛，尤其是圣典薄伽瓦坛的第十篇，或者说我们看到的 Krishna Krishna 快乐的泉源这个书的时候，我们就能明白，为什么这个所有的奥妙的一切会从这样的一个神奇的小牧牛从那里流眼而来，扩展而来。
So this is what is known as the opulence of the absolute truth.
这个就是我们所说的，就是有关真理的富裕。
Now out of Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, we see that only Bhagavan is showing Krishna in full.
那我们再回顾一下这里的三个方面：梵、超灵和国家梵，就是 Brahman, Paramatma 和 Bhagavan。我们就知道，就是其实只有最后一层，就是 Bhagavan 国家梵才是完整的Krishna 的展示。
Therefore, the Vaishnava scholars explain that when we present the absolute truth, we don't actually begin by presenting Brahman. We begin by presenting Bhagavan, because within Bhagavan, everything else is included.
所以 Vaishnava 的这个学者们呢，他们就指出，当我们去呈现这个绝对真理的时候，我们要从 Bhagavan， 也就是薄伽梵开始，而不是从这个 Brahman 这个非人格的梵开始说，因为这个 Bhagavan 薄伽梵里面已经包含着所有了，它是完整的，也包含着其他的两层。
And this is very important to understand, because people who begin with trying to understand the concept of Brahman, they cannot go anywhere else.
这点我们要非常的小心。如果一个人他只是从这个 Brahman 这个梵这样去深究下去的时候，其实他是找不到头。
So the yogis and the impersonalists, they stay on that platform.
那瑜伽师还有就是非人格主义者，他们其实是只是停留在这个层面上。
Now the gyanis may understand the position of Paramatma. Yes.
那这些 gyanis 辩家，他们可能能够理解到超灵的某一部分。
But only the devotee will understand the complete aspect of Krishna.
但是只有瑜伽师才能够真正的、完整的去了解至尊主。
Why do the devotees understand it?
为什么奉献者能够真正的理解呢？
Not just because they read books.
那不仅仅是他们读书。
Not just because it's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
也不仅仅说这些是在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面。
Because there are many academic scholars who do PhDs on the Srimad Bhagavatam.
其实也有很多就是学术圈里面的这些学者们，这些博士他们就是在研究的这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的。
There are even learned scholars who do write many books on the nectar of devotion.
还有许多学识渊博的学者们，他们也写了很多有关更爱的甘露的一些论文。
But none of these scholars actually believe in anything.
但是这些学者其实是完全没有信仰。
It's just an intellectual exercise.
只不过是一种智力上的一种练习而已。
So only the devotee understands Bhagavan or Krishna because the devotee practices bhakti yoga.
那所以说呢，只有这个奉献者才能真正的理解 Krishna 薄伽梵，因为奉献者们不断的在修习着 bhakti yoga 奉爱。
Without practice, there will be no realization.
如果没有 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽的休息的话，那这种觉悟也不会随时到来。
It just remains words on a piece of paper.
只不过是一张纸上的几个字而已。
And this is very nicely illustrated by the following short story.
那我可以用下面的一个小故事来说明这一点。
One day, Narada Muni was traveling like he always does.
有一天呢 ，Narada Muni 就像往常一样的在旅行，在宇宙之间。
And he met one Brahmana.
然后他就遇到了一个婆罗门。
And the Brahmana asked him, "How is everything going in the Vaikuntha planet?"
那这个婆罗门就问他说，这个 Vaikuntha 在无忧的这个星宿，一切都好吗？
Everything is well. The Lord is engaged in His transcendental pastime.
然后呢，那的牧尼就是说，一切都非常好，主就是，主一直在从事着他的超然的活动，在百昆塔星宿。
So the Brahmana asked Narada Muni, next time you see the Lord, please ask him, when will I return to the spiritual world?
这个婆罗门就说了，你下一次要是见到了至尊主的话，你问问他，我什么时候才能够回到灵性世界？
And then Narada Muni went to meet a cobbler. Yeah,
with shoe repair. Yeah, 那就是说呢，然后呢，这个Narada Muni 呢，他又继续往前走了，然后就遇到了一个鞋匠。
So the shoe repair man asked the same question.
然后呢，这个鞋匠呢，他也问了同样的一个问题。
When he heard that the Supreme Lord is engaged in his pastime in Vaikuntha, he says, "Please ask the Supreme, when will I return to the spiritual world?"
然后这个鞋匠也问了同样的问题，说你什么时候？见到了至尊主的话，在这个瓦空塔，你问问他我什么时
候。When you went back, I met this Brahmana and I met this cobbler, and they want to know when they will return to the spiritual world.
然后呢，南达摩尼就到了瓦空塔了，然后呢，他就见到了至尊主，然后就说我遇到了一个婆罗门，遇到了一个鞋匠，然后呢，就是他们都询问说他们什么时候能够回归灵性世界。
So the Supreme Lord said, next time you see the Brahman and the cobbler, tell them that you're seeing an elephant through the eye of a needle.
所以呢，这个至尊主呢，他就说呢。那你下一次你见到这个婆罗门和这个鞋匠的时候，你就告诉他们说，我在这个瓦昆塔在灵性世界，正把这个大象穿过一个针眼呢。
So Narada Muni went back into the material world, met the Brahmana.
然后 Narada Muni 呢，他就回到了这个物质世界，先见到了这个婆罗门。
And the Brahmana said, "Oh." What did the Supreme Lord say?
那婆罗门呢？他见到了之后，他就询问说：“哦，这个至尊主他怎么说的？”
Well, when I saw the Supreme Lord, he was engaged in putting an elephant through the eye of a needle.
然后呢，这个南达摩尼就是说，我见到这个至尊主的时候，他正在把这个一个大象，他正在用大象去穿针眼。
And the Brahmana laughed and laughed. He said, "Yeah, okay, like you know." Don't tell me that he can do this.
那这婆罗门呢，他就哈哈大笑了啊，说那意思就是说，这样的事情怎么可能发生呢？别说大话了。
Nobody can put an elephant through the eye of a needle.
有谁会把这个能够把大象穿过针眼呢？
Then he went to see the cobbler, and he told him the Lord is engaged in putting an elephant through the eye of a needle.
然后他又往前走，见到这个鞋匠的时候呢，他就说，这个主正在把这个大象穿过针眼。
And the cobbler says, "Wow, how wonderful is my Lord!"
这个鞋匠说，我的主啊，他是多么的了不起啊
！Just imagine this amazing mystic power, this opulence.
你想象他的富裕，想象他的这种神奇的力量。
And as soon as he said that.A swan airplane landed and took him back to the spiritual world.
然后他这么说的时候，这个天鹅就下凡了，然后把他带回了灵性世界。And then he said something also.
I don't know.
This banyan tree, the seed.
Yeah.
然后我印象中，就是说，这个鞋匠呢。他就是说，当然是可能的了，因为你看，你从一个就是榕树的这个种子这么的小，但是却可以从榕树的这个种子里面长出这么大的这个树，而且可以万物成灵。那既然如此的话，至尊祖怎么可能不会把一个大象穿过针眼呢？对他来说是不费吹灰之力的啊。
So realization comes from practice.
所以呢，这个绝对真理呢，就是来自于一个人的修习。
So through the practice of devotional service, we get to know Krishna personally.
所以呢，通过修习 Krishna 知觉我们就能够了解 Krishna 的人格性。
So that is the Bhagavan realization.
这个就是 Bhagavan, 就是薄伽梵的一个觉悟。
So next time we will go into the details about all the expansions of this personality of Bhagavan.
那下一次的这个课里面呢，我们就会看到这个薄伽梵的各个方面的这个展示，多重的展示。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.我们得到了一个问题，是 Free and Easy 询问的，感恩老师和翻译，我有一点没听懂，就是梵觉是通往灵性世界的第一步，对吗？那个梵觉到底是什么？我怎样才能知道我已经有梵觉了？Thank you very much. I didn't get it to one point, because you said the understanding of the Brahman is the first step towards the spiritual world. Is that right? So what is exactly the realization of Brahman? How can I know that I have already got the realization of Brahman?
No.I mentioned that when you practice devotional service, you get the understanding of the completeness, which includes Brahman and Paramatma.
因为我刚才在课上讲的就是，如果当你是修习 Krishna 知觉、奉献服务的时候，你就会对这个Bhagavan 薄伽梵有一个觉悟，然后这个薄伽梵呢，它是最完整的对至尊主的。这个理解和觉悟，它已经包含了前面的两步，就是这个梵 Brahman， 还有一个是 Paramatma Chali。
The concept of Brahman only is based on the philosophy known as reductionism. To reduce.
其实对于这个梵的这个觉悟，从哲学的这个角度来说呢，它是一种。这个我不知道这个词，我这个就是译的好像也不是特别确切，就是它指的是一种收缩法。
It's an impersonal philosophy.
它是一种非人格的这个觉悟。
In India, it's called neti neti.
叫 neti neti， 一定是有一个哲学词。
Neti neti mean it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this.
这是一种排斥法。就是说他把很多东西都否认了，不是这个，不是这个，不是这个，不是这个，然后最后就是越来越少，越来越少，最后就把这个真理给他找到。
And ultimately, they conclude, I am that.
最后他的最后的这个结论就是我就是他。
You'll see in many spiritual bookstores, you have books with the title, I am that.
在一些这个心灵书店里面，你有时候会看到这样的书，这个书的封面就是说，我就是那个 ，I am that。
I am that, which means really I am nothing。
其实这个就是好比是我什么都不是。
So those who are attracted to this,
我是空什么的
to this Brahman concept, they reduce everything which is active in the material world.
就是这种梵觉对梵的那种觉悟，其实他们就是说，把这个物质世界当中所有这种活跃的这种展示呢，都给否定掉，或者说把它简化、减少。
Until there is nothing left.
然后最后就是都否定掉了，就是什么都没有。
And this is practically identical to Buddhist philosophy.
这个就是跟。佛教里面的这种空性的这个概念就很接近了。
To reduce activities, reduce desires, reduce anything which will expand one experience of the senses and the mind.
就是他要否定的就是说感官和心意的感知和活动，所以他要你把这种欲望也减少，要把你的活动也减少。 一直减小到几乎是归于零，啊，这个是他们的一个概念。
So this is how people conceive of Brahman.
这是人们对这个梵的一个觉知。
But for a devotee to understand that Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, then we automatically understand and realize Brahman.
但是对于奉献者来说，其实，for the devotees when they have the practice,
you understand both the impersonal aspect and the personal aspect.
啊，就是奉献者如果是修习奉爱服务的话，他自然就能够知道这个薄伽梵，然后薄伽梵里面也就是包含着梵和超灵。
Okay, what's next?
So free and easy continues to ask itself for the understanding of the Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. It's not like one after another. You have to go through each.
It's about
the options of which direction you want to go.
Yeah, these options are available for those who want to go step by step, like a blind person trying to find their way out of a dark room.
我继续确认问一下了，来穿卡布。So you mean some people can go through, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, going through this line step by step.
Yeah.
But others can directly go through Bhagavan and immediately.
Yes, but you've got to understand. I don't think you get the point here. The point and Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita because Arjuna asked.That very specific question. Can I just go step by step? Krishna says yes, but it's a very troublesome path. When you take up the devotional service, you get straight to all the three realizations.
就是你这个梵觉、超灵和薄伽梵这样的一个阶梯性的这种觉悟也是可以的，但是是对于那些比较盲目的人，这就好比是在。盲人摸象一样的，你就是不得去走。那这个，但是你如果是一个奉献者的这种方式修习奉献服务，你直接就可以去觉悟到薄伽梵，然后在薄伽梵，因为它是最完整的，就绝对真理的解释，所以说它就其中就包含着就是梵和超灵了，所以说呢，就是在这个薄伽梵歌里面呢 ，Krishna 也说，有的人他走的就是非人格的这种道路，他要先从这个对梵的这个觉悟，对超灵的这个觉悟开始，然后再逐步了解到 Krishna 的这个人格性的。但是这种非人格的这种觉悟，它虽说是超人的，但是它也是困难重重，是非常麻烦的一条道路，而且充满着危险。
It's only when we meet a spiritual master that we get to understand all these aspects. Otherwise, it's not possible.
其实还有一个就是说，只有当我们遇到了一个灵性导师，接受了他的开启的时候，我们才能够对所有的这些不同的方面，梵、超灵、薄伽梵有所了解。否则的话，仅凭一己之力是不可能的。
Because, for example, yogis meditate on the super soul within the heart.
比如说超灵，就是是这些瑜伽师们，他们一直在冥想，他们就是冥想的这个心内心的超灵。
But they identify with the super soul as being themselves.
但是呢，他们觉得这个超灵就是自我，就是他们自己。
Because they haven't received the proper knowledge from the qualified spiritual master.
因为他们还没有从一个真正有资格的灵性导师那里去获得知识。
The realization of Paramatma is to want to render service, not to merge with Paramatma.
那对于这个超灵的真正的觉悟，就是在于你觉悟到你是仆人，你要去服务这个超灵，而不是说跟超灵去。融为一体。
Okay. Anything else, Sumukhi Radha?
Sumukhi Radha, 还有别的问题吗？
稍等一下。
Free and easy 继续问 Krishna 直觉就是休息佛家犯的罪吗？感恩您和翻译。So Krishna conscious means that to practice and to get understanding of Bhagavan, right?
Yes.
It's a path towards Bhagavan. 是的。
What's the path towards
Bhagavan? Oh, it's a, like in Chinese terms, when you practice Krishna consciousness means that you practice Bhagavan, meaning that you're going towards Bhagavan. It's a practice about Bhagavan.
No.Devotional service is direct service to Krishna.
奉爱服务呢是对 Krishna 的一个直接的奉献服务。
It's just a question of realization.
这个关键就是说你的觉悟的这个程度，你的觉悟的多少。
In other words, there's just a very fine line between being conscious of Krishna and being forgetful of Krishna.
其实你觉知到或者说觉察到 Krishna 和你忘记 Krishna 之间的那个界限是非常的微妙。Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
So like what she said, practice Krishna consciousness is to practice to realize Bhagavan.
Yeah.
对，就是通过 Krishna 直觉的这个休息的话，只是说你可以去觉悟到佛家伴，对，这个是这样的一回事。然后下面有一个问题是来自于 A135268042， 怎样觉悟到主的人格性 ？How to realize the personal aspect of the Lord,
the personality,
devotional service.
You have to practice devotion. For example, when you chant Hare Krishna.You're not chanting to the wall. Krishna is none different from his name. When you chant Hare Krishna, you are with Krishna. You're just not conscious of it.
通过奉献服务，那就举例来说，比如说你要念诵，念诵就是一个奉献服务。你念诵的时候，你不要觉得你只是对着墙在那干巴巴的念诵。你要去觉知到，Krishna 和他的这个圣名。是没有任何分别的，你就是念诵的时候就是和 Krishna 在一起。
When you are in front of the deity of Krishna, you are with Krishna directly, but you may just see only a statue.
那再举个例子，比如说你来到了神像的面前，其实神像和 Krishna 也没有区别，你就是跟 Krishna 在一起。但是在你的眼里，你可能只是看到的是一尊塑像。
When you are taking Krishna prasadam, that prasadam is none different than Krishna, but you may just be enjoying your senses and not feel Krishna's presence.
那比如说在你荣耀 prasadam 的时候，这个 prasadam 和 Krishna 也是没有区别的，就是 Krishna。但是你也许根本觉悟不到这一点，你只是在进行一种感官上的一种享受而已。
When you are with the devotees who are all reflecting some aspect of Krishna consciousness, you may see them as ordinary people.
那你当你跟奉献者在一起的时候，其实每个奉献者呢，他都是 Krishna 知觉的某一方面的，他们都是 Krishna 的某一方面的一种展示，程度多多少少都就是代表了 Krishna， 但是你可能也看不出来，你只是觉得他们是。普通常人，凡夫俗子罢了。
So Krishna is there everywhere all the time. It's just a question of being conscious.
所以 Krishna 他其实在任何一个时候都是无处不在的，这取决于你的觉悟。下一个问题还是 A135询问，通过什么方法觉悟到主是一个伟大的人？Through which way can we realize that?The Lord is a great person.
We are not focusing on Krishna being a great person.
我们关注的焦点不是说主是一个伟大的人。
We concentrate on love.
我们关注的是一种爱。
sometimes his greatness can be an impediment to relationship.
有的时候这样的一种哦，这种伟大好像是我也有可能成为我们进步的一个障碍。
For example, very often the Chinese devotees and even in general devotees don't like to approach gurus and sannyasis because they are big personalities.
就比如说我们举个例子，中国人他有的时候就是不太好意思去接近那些大孤儒或者大 sannyasi， 因为他们非常的伟大。
But that's an impediment because we cannot open the heart.
这有时候也会成为一种障碍啊，因为你就没有办法敞开你的心。
So there are pure devotees in the spiritual world who serve Krishna as a great personality.
那在灵性世界是有一些灵魂，他是把 Krishna， 就是当成一个非常伟大的人，非常的伟大，
and,
然后去这样去服务的。
And they are very satisfied in that relationship.
那在这样的一种关系，那样的一种敬畏心当中，他们是相当的满足的。
But the process that Lord Chaitanya gave us is to access Krishna in intimacy.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所带给我们的这种方法是让我们以一接近于主。
So by practicing that is given by Rupa Goswami, we become intimate with Krishna.
所以另一种方式呢，你就可以跟 Krishna 非常亲近。
So there are some devotees who are not attracted
to 这种非常亲近的这种关系，倒不是太着迷，他们更喜欢就是把比较敬畏的这种心态，把 Krishna 当作是一个非常伟大的神这样子去接
近。But we have to understand that what we find in the scriptures is that those who are in Vaikuntha who worship Krishna with greatness, they aspire to enter that circle of intimacy.Whereas those who are very intimate with Krishna, they don't aspire to the greatness of Krishna.
那就是说我们在这个经典里面也看到在本昆塔星宿无忧这个星宿那些把 Krishna 当作是非常伟大的神来这个服务的那些灵魂，他们其实也非常的渴望走进到 Krishna 最亲密的这个圈子里面，与他最亲近的这个圈子里面，但是原本就和Krishna 和 Krishna 非常的亲密的在一起的，对 Krishna 非常爱的那些灵魂，他们却没有愿望走出这个圈子，和 Krishna 把 Krishna 当成一个伟大的神来看待。Smoky Radha Dasi。新人提问，请问老师 ，Vyasadev 创作了、著作了的《终极伟大经》。This is a new person's newcomer's question. Vyasadev compiled Vedanta Sutra, and then he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Which one is more authoritative?
Both of them are authoritative.
两个都是具有权威性的。
Anything written and spoken by Srila Vyasadeva is of the highest authority.
Vyasadeva 他所说的以及他所写的都是代表着最高的权威。But the Srimad Bhagavatam is the conclusion of the conclusion.
It doesn't matter. That's not the nature of the question. It's not which one is superior.
Yeah. 我们说圣典博伽瓦坛是终极伟达经的结论，但是你不能去比较他们的权威性，他们都是权威的，都是主的文学化身。 Yes, it did.
Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge, anta means conclusion.
Veda 的意思就是维达经， anta 的意思呢就是结论。
Vedanta Sutra means a condensed presentation of the conclusion of the Vedas.
那终极维达经是我们的用的这个意思呢，就是说是对伟达诸经的一个伟达诸经结论的一个概括性的描述。
And the Srimad Bhagavatam is a complementary study of Vedanta Sutra. It's giving the essence of Vedanta Sutra.
那圣典博伽瓦塔呢，它实际上就是呈现的是终极伟达经的精髓部分。
It's like everything is condensed.
这个就好像是都浓缩了一样的，一切就是浓缩其精华。
The Vedas are very vast.
因为伟达诸经浩如烟海。
Then you get the essence of the Vedas.
然后你要得到这个伟达经的
精华。Then you get it condensed even more.
然后把这个伟达经的精华再浓缩一下。
And you have the Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后就有了圣典波伽瓦塔，所以都是权威，但是就是说是越来越浓缩，越来越精华，是这样。
Okay. So, we stop here. Shumukhi Radha Mataji.
那 Shumukhi Radha Mataji 今天的讲课我们就到这里吧。
Okay. So, thank you very much, Shumukhi Radha Mataji.
感谢 Shumukhi Radha Mataji 的主持。
Thank you, Krishna.Premi for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有的奉献者。
And your very good question.
感谢你们提出的好问题。
Please meditate on this Ekadashi day. Chant more rounds.
在这个 Ekadashi 的这一天呢，能大家能够更好的去冥想，能够更多的去念诵。祝大家身体健康。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Stay healthy and
safe.
Safe, 安全。
Of course. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Shri
Sanatan Goswami ki jai. Kashadesh Yatra ki jai. Go Premanande.
Hare Hare. 昆塔之音服务员于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的璀璨念经讲课就到这里了。我们现在讲的是Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的齐天文经 Madhya Lila 的第20章，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami 有关绝对真理的科学。我们下周同一时间周三早上7点再见。 Hare Krishna。